Greetings. On behalf of the St. John's United Methodist Church family, I want you to get ready to have life spoken into you. These messages that you're going to hear by audio or video are carefully crafted that they might feed your faith and starve your doubts. We pray that God will make you stronger and will prepare you for the destiny that He's called you to live into, not only in the week to come, but in the rest of your life through how God speaks to us through His text and through these servants. We treat it with precious honor that we are gifted and given the opportunity to feed your faith. And so now, get ready, receive, and know that God has a word for you.
Galatians 6, verses 1 through 9. Brothers and sisters, if a person is caught doing something wrong, you who are spiritual should restore someone like this with a spirit of gentleness. Watch out for yourself, so you won't be tempted to. Carry each other's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are important when they are fooling themselves. Each person should test their own work and be happy with doing a good job, and not comparing themselves with others. Each person will have to carry their own load.
Those who are taught the word should share all good things with their teacher. Make no mistake, God is not mocked. A person will harvest what they plant. Those who plant only for their own benefit will harvest devastation from their selfishness. But those who plant for the benefit of the Spirit will harvest eternal life from the Spirit. Let's not get tired of doing good, because in time we'll have a harvest if we don't give up. So then, let's work for the good of all whenever we have an opportunity, and especially for those in the household of faith.
About the fruits of the Spirit, and these are found in the letter to the Galatians, chapter 5. Paul writes to the church about the characteristics and actions of a Christian. We are to live with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As a Christian, we let go of selfish behaviors and live by these fruitful actions. The evil things of our old self are gone, and we become new and purified in Christ. As a Christian, we allow the good things of the Holy Spirit to lead us to the life that God calls us to live. This week's scripture follows this passage about the fruit of the Spirit and reminds us not to use God's goodness against others. Paul says, "Don't become conceited, but instead, persevere on the path toward righteousness." Paul tells the church in Galatia that they may get tired or weary of living generously, but to keep going, because we never know when all the work that God is doing through us and we could be helping change someone's life. He tells them to be people of determination and to never give up on doing what is right. As I come to the end of my high school career, I have had time to reflect on the moments in my life where determination played a key part. And when I reflect, I think of a couple big important events in my life, such as cross country, Boy Scouts, and of course, youth group. The biblical scholar N.T. Wright tells a story about a cricket team that had a lot of famous players on it, but they never won a game. Each player was out for themselves instead of playing like a team. After many years, most of the famous players retired and a new team was created. This time, not any famous players. The new captain was determined to pull the team together. Every single player began to work for the good of the whole team instead of for themselves. If someone was having a difficult time, the team would help them out. If someone made a mistake, they would help them out. And guess what? They not only won a few games, but they won the championship. Paul told the church of Galatia that we are all equal in God's eyes. Not one of us is a better Christian, because we are all given God's grace and forgiveness. We have to work together as a team and keep determined to love others the way God loves us. I've been a part of the EHS cross-country team, and cross country requires lots of determination because it is very challenging both physically and mentally. Whenever I run long distances, it really helps when I get with a group of people to help keep me motivated. When I run with other people, I get a feeling of determination to keep up with them as best as I can. I especially enjoy running with new groups because different people go different routes, and if I don't know where they're going, then that's an incentive to stay with them so I don't get lost. But since I started running with everyone at the high school, I have come to find out that they are one big family. For me, the coolest thing about them is that before every race, they would say a group prayer, which in turn helped me grow closer to God. If not for the support of teammates and God, I don't know if I would have been able to finish a race. They helped push me when it was tough. They helped keep me determined to finish the race as fast as possible. And Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts has been a big part of my life, and I've been in it since I was 10. I have made many friends and memories along the way, but sticking with something for nearly 8 years is no simple task. It takes a lot of dedication and motivation to keep going, which is exactly what I got from everybody. From my Scout friends to my parents, I wouldn't be working on my Eagle Scout project without them, which is why there is a big hole in the front of the parking lot. We have been digging up the previous bricks and landscaping and are in the process of putting new ones in. Determination is also found in family life. Since my family is so large, I have lots of events to go to. However, it's often quite difficult to make it to each one. Because it is so difficult to make it to all of them, I sometimes have to miss out on other opportunities so I can spend time with them. But with a little determination, I can make it to most of them. Not only has having a large family taught me to not give up when it gets tough, but also, even if you try a little, you can accomplish more than you think. And last but not least, youth group. I love going to youth group and events and the various activities they do. I have made many friends in youth group, and they have kept me determined to show up to as many events as possible because of the fun times and good memories we have doing them. Like when we went to Joplin for one of our mission trips. We all had so much fun helping people with their houses and carrying out conversations and getting to know them. So from the ridiculous conversations to the hard work we all put in, I don't think I'll soon be forgetting that trip. The definition of determination is a firmness of purpose. Determination is why things get done, but one has to have a goal, like a dream car or something more long-lasting and meaningful, like praying more or devoting more time to serving God. I believe that if more people were determined to serve in the name of God, this world would be a better place for people all around the world.
My name is Kyle Johnson. I've gone to St. John's ever since kindergarten when I had Ms. Schmidt for kindergarten and as well as Sunday school here. In first grade, I met Sam and Andrew and Jacob and Austin and everyone. And we immediately clicked off. We were over at each other's houses more than, you know, we were even at our own. I'm sure our parents probably didn't know whose son was whose. And so Steve asked me to write this sermon today, and I was kind of wanting to focus on the church family aspect of it. I really like looking at our scripture. I really like the second verse. It says, "Carry each other's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ." Whenever people talk about family, I mean, it doesn't have to be blood or DNA that you have to share. It's just the memories, and you're already family. And with all you guys, as we're coming up to graduate, I mean, I love it, you know? It's been great. We have so many of them, and that's truly all about. And as far as the church family, I had trouble in school, not gonna lie. A lot of difficulty, like, staying still. Other stuff, and I always struggled, but you guys always have my backs, and I mean, that's what we're about. We got to be there for each other, and as a church, you know, we also got to be there for the world, and actually, you know, walk the walk, too. It has to be everyone. If, you know, one person slacks off, we're only as strong as our weakest link. Some of the memories, I mean, we shared, and Mrs. Noda, Mr. Lattimore's questionable decision-making, I mean, but this is stuff I'll carry with me for the rest of my life, just thinking about all the good times and bad times, and bad times with good friends. And then in freshman year of high school, I actually started at Metro East Lutheran, which was different, to say the least. And it was really weird not seeing you guys for every day of the week. But that just made youth group with Steve and everyone that much more special, was being able to come here and spend time. It was one day, but it made it more special. So, and then talking about determination and perseverance, my sophomore year of high school, our football team started out, it's the curse of a small school. You play every sport, but you barely have enough kids for each one. We actually had 13 kids for my football team sophomore year. We had a couple injuries. We actually played 3.5 games of football. We had to forfeit one at halftime because of numbers from injuries. And we ended up the next year doing a co-op with Madison High School, so we had enough. And I actually, this year, for my senior year, I got a all-conference for defensive lineman and linebacker. So that was really special, being able to go from practicing every day out in 120 heat with full pads and knowing we're not going to play any games that year to be able to take something I can show my kids later on. And it really has driven me as a person is if you don't go through these bad things and have people help you out, the bad things will happen, but they're there for a reason. You know, I'm not the person I was today if I didn't have all those some bad things happen to me. And it's people are there for you. You know, their support system. It's our church family. That's what it's about. Thank you.
Good morning. They didn't know how to do that first service. I did kind of cue them on that. So those of you who don't know me, my name is Jacob. I've been going here a while. I've been going here since I was in diapers. Seventh grade was a rough time. Okay. Jokes aside, let's get into this. Giving up, or as some might call it, quitting, is the easiest reaction in the face of difficult obstacles. Throughout everyday life, we as people face discouragement constantly. A few obstacles here or there might not slow us down, but they can quickly pile up. In these situations, we want nothing more than to walk away and let someone else deal with it. Doing charitable deeds is a breeze when your work is appreciated, but in many instances, hard work for the greater good goes unnoticed. How can we as Christians find courage to persevere through these times? In our scripture today, it says that those who plant their seeds only for personal benefit will harvest devastation. I think of this as doing the right thing for the wrong reason. A man who gives to the poor only to impress others may have positively impacted someone's life, but did it strictly for personal gain. In the same vein, we as Christians cannot spend an hour every other month volunteering to pat ourselves on the back and be considered devout Christians. Instead, we must do good deeds and persevere for the sake of showing God's love to those who need it most. Once we as Christians accept that sharing God's love to others should come before our own ambitions, we will find the strength and determination to overcome any obstacle. And it isn't just about individual people living by the Spirit. Instead, God calls us to act as one body toward a common goal. No single person has the ability to change the world alone. And luckily, we don't have to. By working together as the body of Christ, we can do truly incredible things. And it's this body of Christ that we need to keep each other on the right track as well. We as Christians lose our way from time to time. And by time to time, I mean frequently. By holding one another accountable for their actions, we can keep each other motivated and living in the Spirit. In this way, we can stay determined to finish what we started when we began our journey as Christians. God might give us the strength and determination to accomplish our goals, but that in no way means the road to success is an easy one. As Christians, we must be willing to make sacrifices and not in the form of dead animals like in the Old Testament. It will require your time, effort, and at times, even your money. Thankfully, by living in the Spirit, giving becomes less of a chore and more of an opportunity to show God's love in other ways. With Him by our side, there's nothing that can't be done. God has given us the inner willpower to be people of determination and to live by the Spirit. In the scripture passage for today, Paul emphasized that when we plant seeds for the benefit of others, we will reap eternal life. When we do good for others, we are building up the kingdom of God. When we persevere with patience and gentleness and we don't grow tired or lose our enthusiasm, we are living the life that God calls us to live. Today is Mother's Day, and what better example do we have to live this life than our mothers? The church in Galatia was new, kind of like a newborn baby. The people were stubborn, selfish, and needed a lot of nurturing. Paul wrote to them and sent them leaders to help them grow into a community of faith focused on Jesus, not on themselves. Similarly, a mother nurtures her newborn baby and spends a lot of time caring and nurturing it in the first several years. As that baby grows into a child and later into a teenager, there's less time of nurturing, but always the same amount of caring. Paul tells the church leadership to not get tired and to keep going. I'm sure this is a message my mom needs to hear, and most moms in the congregation as well. Ultimately, Paul reminds the church that we plant the seeds, but God harvests them. In a similar scripture verse from 1 Corinthians 3, Paul writes, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plants, but God made you grow." It's not the one who plants or the one who waters who is at the center of this process, but God, who makes things grow. Last week, I took my last high school final. This fall, I'll be moving on to college. But I'm confident that the work my parents have done to care and nurture me will allow me to be the person God wants me to be as an adult. My mom has never given up on me, and she has always shared her Christian faith and values with me, and for that I am so grateful. She's planted the love of God in me now so that I can share it with the world. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, and to all the moms out there.